Commissioners Abby Murray, Acting Commissioner Clifford, the Commissioners Danielle Shane, and Mr. Joshua Fowler, the Commissioners Former Talman, Ben Elio. Okay, Reverse. We are continuing now with packet B16 in an extra soft. So the child is like this. We discussed the Tamki Iker, we discussed all these things. The question is like this. Once you have a blia in a chaticha, they have a potato, and it was cooked with a meatball, a treif meatball, and there was no shishim. So it's awesome. Okay, so we have all the different shitas about Tamki Iker, about a bachanan, and all these things. But what if you take the potato and you cook it, say, with a vat of corn, right? And it's shishim, the holiday is shishim to the whole chaticha, everything. What happens to the original potato? Could the original potato say, well, the tam now is going to come out into the corn and it's going to be shishim, so maybe the original potato should become mutter? Well, no. We say that once it's usr, always usr. Well, that's the question of efshar l'sochto. So it literally means you can squeeze out the usr, so to speak. Even l'chatchila. I mean, the question is, what's the reality? Is the potato going to be usr forever or not? That's the question. In other words, we never discussed this before. We always discussed becoming usher, etc. So there's a famous. Well, before we get to that, there's the famous Tshuva's Rash Harashba on page 6. The Shechter likes to quote this Tshuva's Harashba. Yeah, he says, Masha Nistapik Lacha Gam Bechelev Shenofel of Dera. So he says, Chelev fell into the non kosher fat, fell into the Gedera. And there's no shishim, so therefore the tafshil is also right. Novel heter v'raba olav im ruter im lav. So will it? Here and more things fell in, and now there is shishim or whatever. So, could that original chaticha become mutter or not? So he writes here in the Tshuva's Harashba, "Tchilas kol dover itzdarech lahakdim hakdama achas, v'hi shechaticha shebala iser ve'ibo levatel es haiser, he efshar lachzor ulatira la'olam." It's never going to become mutter, says the Rashba. Why? Shareu atzma nesra bevade mach mashabala. Because the potato becomes usher. Bavo pisha ato marba ala kol hayom. I bisur omedis. The efshar lamar al isser habalua. Im yotzer bisocho im waf. So, simple pshat. And this is the simple pshat is because you'll never be able to know. In other words, the pshat is that you need shishim. It doesn't mean that everything comes out. But you have to be chayshish, l'chumra, that everything came out, and therefore if you want the corn to be mutter, it has to be shishim, getting either the whole chatik or the bliya. Doesn't mean everything came out. So you only say it l'chumra, that l'chumra, whether the corn is going to become treif or not, so getting the shishim, either you say chanan, shari surim, getting the whole chatik, or at least the bliya, if you don't say chanan. But maybe the whole thing didn't come out. But you have to assume, Worst case scenario, the whole thing came out. But when we're viewing the potato, worst case scenario is that that nothing came out, or very little came out. Because you could say that that maybe just like, you know, you have to assume that the corn, you need shishim connected. Well, you need shishim connected the bliya. Maybe a minuscule amount just came out, and you have shishim connected that minuscule, because you have to assume the worst case scenario, that it all came out. But you don't assume Megabe mattering the potato that it all came out. You always have to. So he says, "Ef shal amar al isra habalua im yotzum besochem lav." Now I guess bizman hazeh with science, you probably could bring it to a lab and test how much you know. But you know, this was before labs, before. You know. Yeah, you'd be able to test. You would take a potato, and you could test it to see how much busser is in. I'm sure in any good lab they could do that. Yeah. So, but mice. No, the mice. We don't do that. I mean, but Megabe like Schuchis. So, because there, the poskim already, it was already brought in Shulchan Aruch that Schuchis might be mutter according to the Mechaber. You know, so even though the Rambam disagrees, so Rabbani says that the Schuchis the Rambam was talking about is not the Schuchis of today, and today the Rambam would even be making. But someone called me just the other day. Said, so maybe we should be matter everything. And if you cook a treif in a pot, you should say it's okay. So we don't do that. We don't do that. Because that would undermine all the Shulchan Aruch. So even though you're saying the Metzius is different, but we're not going to change. Yeah, I mean, or very, 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 very. If you would do a test, how much was Bolea in? That's what Rav Abadi always says to me, that even the things that we say, you know, China is Klicheres, he says he doesn't think that's the reality today because it's glazed. He says, what's Klicheres? He said, you know, you have those flower pots, the orange. So that's cheres, which that's not glazed. So that could be. But lemaisa, yeah, that's what we do. Whatever it is, we're not here yet. When you know, like Rav Shulman Zalman supposedly said, when the Sanhedrin comes, then they could, you know. Because you know a lot of things in Hilchas Brachas, like today, like the fact that the bread is the ikar of the Suda. In America, we're not a bread people. If it wouldn't have been for the halacha that we have to be following the halachas that they were nikba originally, we wouldn't eat so much bread. We're not a bread people. We're meat and potato people, right? In other words, you would have a go to a fancy restaurant. So, okay, sometimes they'll have bread for you. But that's only because you're from and you're Jewish, so you want to like the posh sometimes. But the regular meal, it's not like Reb David Feinstein said, supposedly, that in Europe, a fleshed meal means you took a piece of bread and you put a schmaltz that was fleshed on it. And a milk meal means you took a piece of bread and you put like butter on it. But everything was surrounded that piece of bread. Because they didn't have what we have today, you know, that they had, you know, the piece of chicken, and that they couldn't afford things like that. So it was a whole different thing. So the question is, should bread really be the ikar of a suda b'zman hazeh? I mean, you know, so, but the mice, like it's mostly what Shlomo Zalman said, we can't change things like that. We don't change things. When the Sanhedrin comes. Yeah, the fact that we make hamotzi and then we don't make It's nothing to do with the pasuk. It's because the bread is the ikar. Nothing to do with the pasuk. Not because of. No. That has to do with what do you make brachas? That's kedima. Right? Yeah. So he writes a lashon here. And this is the lashon of Shach likes to quote the arrow here, page 6 at the top. Amarti im kain matzinu hagala ba'ochman. Because if you would say that Efshar v'sochto is mutter, right, then we'd have hagala ba'ochman. In other words, we'd have a kli. So you do hagala, the kli comes out, right? And the kli becomes to. Would you say anything by food if you have a potato that had a bli of treif? So if we would say that the efshar that it becomes mutter, so to speak, you can be magil and ochel, because just like you can be magil and kli, then the bli comes out. So you magil a potato and the bli comes out. So we don't say such a thing. You came and see the hagal of ochel. So he's just saying it based on the practical issue. So that's what the tour. Let's see the tour here on page 9. Because of Arashva, Avu Bishay Chatich Shemola Isanas is the Vela, whereas the Rashba is working with the Rabbein Ephraim, that you don't say Hanan. They know Seras Alfi Cheshman Yishu Shabbat. Right? So, see, if you say Nasis the Vela, so then, of course, it's not going to become Buddha, because the whole thing was Nasis the Vela. But if you don't say Nasis the Vela, so then it's only the Bliya. The only reason why you can't eat the potato is because there's a Bliya of treif in it. And therefore, any time I'm going to eat, chew into the potato, I'm going to eat, I'm going to be eating it's part of that blia. So maybe it should be able to come mutter, right? So that's this Rashba. It says, Avu pi she'ein chaticha shabola isana says levela ve'eino sara selafi cheshbon isrba Avu pi ke she'nofels l'kdeir she'ish b'shishim levatel isa abalushba eina chaticha chozeres l'kadmus l'atera v'fi she'isra shabba eino nifla b'mena l'gamri ve'eino nifla l'tocha hetish v'deir. So he says, because it's not going to be nifla l'gamri. So that's the yisod of the Rashba. That's the yisod of the Rashba. So let's see. So this is brought down in Simukhov Vav in Shulchan Aruch on page 12. Katicha Shabbala Issa Veba Shisha Blavadlo, Shadafa Vadadera, Imena, Osar Salfi Cheshman, Issa Shabbala, Shim Yeshba, Masha Bagadera, Mitsurik, and Katicha Atzma Shisha, Kinegan Issa Abalur. But mutter mashe b'gdera, aval chaticha atzma asura. Kishe isur sheba, eina niflat b'men l'gam. That's the Rashba. That's the Rashba. So the problem. But this is so. That's why the mechaber passes. See, the mechaber holds like Rabbi Rafai, that, right? So you don't say Hanan. See, if you would say Hanan, it's nothing to talk about. Because then the whole thing is Nasas the Veil. So of course it's not going to be Kabbutah. The whole thing is Nasas the Veil. But if you hold like the Rash, like the Rabbi Ephraim, which are, you know, so that's why he's saying the Rashba. And even though I hold like Rabbi Ephraim, so potentially it should be okay because the kosher thing doesn't become treif. Potentially it should be okay. Potentially it should be okay. But Afalpikin, CSS is not going to totally come out. Or you have to be choshish that's not totally coming out. So therefore, it's going to be awesome. And that's what the Shach writes. Ayinu l'da'as ha-mechaber. Sfir le'idon b'rinu chanan b'shar yisur. Masha'in kein l'didon. So that's what he writes in base. So when we hold Chanan Bishari Surim, so it's Pshita, then it's awesome. But the Mechaber only has to say it within his sheet. Oh. Now the question at hand is: there seems to be another mechaber that's soser. Another mechaber that's soser this mechaber. Take a look on page 10. Lo omru chaticha atzav nasa levela el b'bosa b'cholof. Avalo b'shar yisurim. Because I is chaylev, see, he does you a favor, he writes the kudus, so you shouldn't confuse it with cholof. So if you have kazai is chaylev, shenivla b'chaticha, you have a potato, and it was cooked with non-kosher fat. Be'ma shishim l'batlo, v'nesra, v'chachat bishlem acheris, so he holds like Rabbi Ephraim. You only need shishim kineged kizayis chaylev. The oz afilu chaticha atzma choseris lios buteris. See that? He says, but if you have shishim kineged the bliya, so then not only is the what? What is that called? Efzo Sochto Butter. Now, this is Mamash Astira, what he said in Kuvav. Well, yeah, well, that's the next thing I'm going to say. Oh, very good. Yeah, the Dvar Shmuel. So I'm very into the Dvar Shmuel. One day I should write. I am into it. Yeah. Because, and Rabbi Bari once showed me a gra that seemingly says that there are many steers in the Shulchan Aruch Hayadua. It's a Hilchus Yantif. And somebody wrote a book, or I don't know if it was his doctorate on the Gra, and he quotes me in a footnote, B'shem Rav Abadi, shame the Gra. One day, Belineta, maybe I'm going to write up this whole thing about the Rosh rules. Not everyone likes it, but what? No, I didn't. It's not about this Rosh Shmuel. I wrote something else, but not that. One day I'll no, I should write it up. No, I didn't write it. So this would be the simple. This is Mamish. No.
And to say that we should have brought up a lot of civic conflicts.
Right, but the Rambam was one person. We assume that the Rambam wrote the whole Rambam. And maybe the Shulchan Aruch was not written by
it. What we're saying, so.
Well, that's the Dvar Shmuel. The Dvar Shmuel says that he might have written the whole Beis Yosef, but then when it came to, that was his main avodah. I don't think he was so interested in the Shulchan Aruch necessarily. His main avodah was to collect all the shitas that were out there from the Baal Chalke Shulchan Aruch and put together. That was the main work. Then, after he did the main work, then okay, let's just now make a kitzer of everything. Yeah, now you could say that the kitzer was the psak, so which
right.
way? We, so that maybe that's more important. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Because the question is sometimes the answers. I mean, it takes away a lot of the, but maybe I mean, if you hold that approach, then just there's so many, there are late steers in the Shulchan Aruch. No, but there's not a question of steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Question
no,
is,
it's not a steer, it's more of a Shulchan.
Right. I mean,
we had by Pastor Shabbos, we said, is your
Pastor? Right, okay, but.
And by Pastor Shabbos,
right, now it wasn't, now it's right,
it
but.
Just, you know, sports.
No, but if you have a Lishi Tosso, so fine. You only
Why?
Need to say this.
Doesn't.
No, because it could be that it works in with what he said before. If. You're right. It could be that, but it could be yes. But when there's a stira, what do you do with a stira? But the question is the answer so mukhraf?
That's what Paisyo does. That's the
time to the Gemara.
They work on stiras in Shias. That's the chance of showing us. Five times.
Well, that's. I tell you what Shas Cohen says. Right, he says, there's one you saw, he says it from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that there's one basic yisod between all the machlokas in between Rashi and Tosis. That Tosis is always asking, but how does this Gemara work with another Gemara? So Rashi would say, who cares about the other Gemara? The other Gemara is a different sugya, different shitas. Why do I have to mesh everything together? That's what Rabbi Rosenzweig says is the definition of hilpul, when you assume everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions. So the Rashi and the Goinim and the Rambam, they're not into that. They're into each sugya you learn on its own. And there's another sugya, so it's another shita. Doesn't mean now you have to, because a lot of times, but Tosis is the pilpul person because he's trying to put everything together. And so
yeah.
the question is which is more.
What about all the times for Shas for Rashi said Adam, Shas, Chris,
who
Rashi
all the time? I'd like to know how many all the time saw that. You could do it today. We could do searches. We could do searches today. You don't have to.
Especially
the Rambam. Well, the Rambam. I didn't say. I never said this in the Rambam.
Rashi, the Rambam.
No. The Rambam. The Rambam, but he didn't learn Shas the way Rabbeinu Tam learned Shas. Rabbeinu Tam learned Shas of Derech HaPilpul, meaning because he was trying to ask from this. And the Rambam would ask the same question, but would say that that's Sugyas Chalukos. That's the Gaonim. And therefore, and that's anti-Pilpul. And that's why the Rambam works in good with the, you know, with the Briska Derech, because the Briska Derech is anti-Pilpul. The whole idea of the Briska Derech is to assume that Tzvei Halachas, that you can't compare this this and that, and the old. I think the Gemara itself has its Pilpul esque from a. From a sugya, from here to there, you know, and ask a kasha on it. But do me a favor. So give me a teretz to this. I want you to give me a teretz. So there are a bunch of teretzim that are given. So look at the Be'er HaGola. Just let's see the Be'er HaGola, my dear friends. So page 12. Look what he says, though. Look. You got page 12. Batam kozav abeis yoshev shekei matzah achreikein b'sham b'tshuva. Afal b'gileis b'taima d'yisura. Kei v'shkivar nesel asher yifu kulo l'gamri. Bo domi l'dov sh'yia. He says, "V'kan chozer hamachaber b'masha kosev le'el b'sim tzari beis." He says, "Here in Kuvav, he's chozer bo." It's a little different than saying the different authors, but it's a similar idea. Because usually, if you're chozer bo and you're writing one chibur, then you don't keep both psukim in, right? If you were writing a halachic work and you change your mind, so if you're changing your mind on from Tzadi Beis to Kuvav, then you won't bring the erase what you wrote in Tzadi Beis. You're not going to keep, right? It was, you don't want steers in your So this is a little bit different. Rav Shmuel's report is a different Talmidim. You know, he's saying here, he's not saying it in every Khan Chazar Amachaber match Chazar Leil. So that's a possibility. But then he says, "Vanochal ladias daiti, mashkos of leil shechosros leios b'toras b'din Torah gave the edim b'nosin tam v'kam b'drabanan." So he wants to give an answer that there it's midarais it's mutter, and here it's chumer b'drabanan. But at first he says that maybe he was just Kozabo. So you want more answers? So we should look on in the Shach, the page 10. So the Shach, page 10, then go to page 11, says, Tema, Nilakaman, Reish, Sevin Kuvav, Kasav, Dachidi, Hasimah, Adas, Misura, Fisha, Isra, and Shabbat, and Niflot, and Menel Gamer, I come to show them. Rabba, Gosham, Hevin, Shehim, Dvarim, Hasosim, Zed, Zed. So and he says that there's a Kuvav. And you look, Ellie, page 13. in the Ramah, he says v'chein ikar that it's aser. With the local Moshe Kosev Leon Sim Tzadi base. Does he, in other words, he's making a comment to either the Ramah, whoever wrote these Hagos, that there is the steer. Yeah, because, well, in other words, what does it say here? That the Chaticha, Eidu Niflon Ben Lagab, right now it says Rashba, right? That's the Rashba we said. And he says, or is this Hagar saying that this is the Iker Psak, not like what he wrote in Tzadi Beis? Now, I don't know who wrote this Hagar, but someone wrote it. And so this, whoever wrote it, whatever Jew wrote it, yeah, it's like he was Chosebro. That's a strange idea, as we said before, that the concept of being chozer and keeping
it.
But in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, in other words, it's interesting to that someone would write a sefer halacha, and you know, say he's writing for art school. I think art school would be upset with somebody if they're a rabbinic who's writing a halachic work, and then on page 70 he passes one way, and page 115 he passes another way. I don't know; they would probably call him up and say, "What are you doing here?" Even though I think there is one of the halachas farm, there is it might be a so whatever. But in general, they, you know, when you write a halachic work, you're not supposed to have steers in the halachic work. So let's see what he says. So the shach speaks about this table. Come on, Reish Simon Kuvav, cause of the chaticha asma ben is bisura. Yishisha shabai in the flow. So he says, you don't want it to be such a big steerer. So it says we shouldn't be such a big steerer. Nearly asked him, Shkosu Tan Ratzaloma Fish, Shkosu Mikodim Gabi Basa Bakalov, Davgav that wrote the Mutter Bashishim. So he wants to give an answer. But because of Khan Ratzalom and Fisher Khosab, he told him by Basim Cholov, that he wrote previously by Basim Cholov, Dafda wrote him Mutter Bishishim, Komocha Machachticha Bisura Medes, the Murul is Kabed, Ada Makira, Ada Matelo Be'elos. Whereas, say you have a chaticha rule is kabed, a piece of basa b'cholov, that's a chash of a piece, right? And it's a chaticha rule is kabed, and now you don't know where it is. So it's not going to be bottom. But then of chaticha rule is kabed is only when the chaticha is also machmas atzma. We say basa b'cholov is not is considered machmas atzma, but when it's talking about a bliya, there's no din of chaticha ruulis kabed by a bliya, right? If you have a nice potato that's ruulis kabed, but it's only also because of a bliya, that it's not a chaticha ruulis kabed. The kamash malon, the ain came b'shari surim. the bottle berov shade of akira came in the idea of machmas asma. Someone has a few chaticha asma chozer zios puteris. He says it's not mutter because of afshal sochta. It's mutter because it got chel of it, right? And then it was mixed in with other chatikos. So it's not mutter because of the yeshus sochta. It's mutter because it's bottle. That's what I mean. Chaticha asma chozer zios puteris is its bottle. In other words, in a chanami, when you're being done, when it's no dinbittel, and you want to know the sneaker where it is, so then you have to be done on the yeshom sochta or not. But here it's talking about that it got mixed up in a big pot, and it's being cooked in the big pot. Now you don't know where it is, so you want to say it's bottle, so it's bottle. Even though it's a nice big piece, but you don't say chaticha rule is kabed when the whole iser is not machmas asma, it's just machmas abliyah. So it's nothing to do. And the kufav has to do with efshel sochto. This is not to do efshel sochto. The reason why it's muteris is because it's bottle. Because that's not why it's muter. Because efshel sochto would talk to be awesome, like he said in kufav. No, because it's bottle. Yet, mamish has a tray piece of meat. It's bottle. It's bottle. McDonald's, McDovitz, we discussed this a million times. Bottle. So here's the same thing. This potato is a dover iser, because it has a bleed. It's not shishim. Then it fall in a whole pot with other potatoes. And now it's, so the question is, but it's a chaticha rules cabbage, so maybe it should be bottle. The answer is, it's bottle. Because it's not a chaticha rule, it's kaper. So therefore you can eat it. You could eat it even if it was chazer mamish. I mean, you can't, well, you would be able to because it would be a chaticha rule, it's kaper. But then, since it's not rule, it's kaper, it's only a bliya, then it's going to be mutter because it's bottle. Not because mitzad the din of efshel sochto, that's kuvav. Kuvav in paskins efshel sochto is... Why do we say Efshel Sochto here? It is Osir, but it's bottle.
No. They supersede. That's it. Itself. But if it falls into other potatoes, and you don't know which potato is which,
and that's it.
That's
the potato is us.
Right, but it's butter because it's butter. Because it's in the other potatoes.
So you don't know which potato.
Right.
You don't know.
Right, there you go. That's a shot. Now, I don't know. Is this a dog? I don't know. You know what I mean? Is this the kosher shot? I don't know. Right, so we'll have to, they're going to be more tables.
Someone asked, I just bought her his brother. It's a small
I can show you a whole piece of that. So we wrote a whole. Yeah. Right, but it doesn't. In other words, it still can be a hefta shel Torah. The svaras is still, even though that might not have been what the rabbi said. It's a mushal word. Yeah, okay, whatever. It's still, okay, that's a, okay. So we're going to stop here because I don't want to run through the other Terut Simon. There's other things here. That just like the other day, where I said it's better if we end here and not tomorrow meeting Monday. We have Shir, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be on Zoom? One second. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
You'll be here? Are you going to be here? Oh, okay. So I have to figure out somebody who's going to tell us what? Who's around? What? Okay, but I want to prepare myself the next year now. Okay, should I shut it off now? Okay, fellas, have a good Shabbos. And we'll see you tomorrow on Monday. But Monday we'll have Shir, even though it's July 4th? Okay, July 4th is Independence Day. Ein ben chorin el misha oisek batara. So on Independence Day, we definitely should have Shir.
I'll take Chorus el Acherus.
Chorus, right? Chorus el Aluchus. Okay, Cholta, have a good Shabbos.